It's day 20 of our Advent series. Have you ever experienced a Christmas miracle? A time when you didn't think you would be able to get by, but somebody else made sure you did. Today, our guests will share how angels made sure their holidays were extra special. First, we hear from Reverend Elizabeth McVicker, who joined us in episode 53.
I was born in Rangoon, Burma, and ethnically Chinese. When I was 2 years old, my family moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And in Burma, they didn't really have the kinds of Christmas celebrations with presents and Christmas trees that we have here in the United States. So my parents really didn't prepare a lot of presents for us to open on Christmas. And even if they had the money, they didn't have that tradition. My daddy was a janitor and my mom cooked at Denny's while we were growing up. So we didn't have a lot of Christmas presents. But I remember that Mrs. Beasley would always make a point to bring over something for each one of the children to open up on Christmas morning. It was something small, like handmade mittens or a scarf, but it was something. And I just remember her all those years making sure that we had something on Christmas to open. And I think very fondly of her and the kindness that she showed to our family through so many years.
Next, Ganelin Condi, a motivational speaker who spoke with us in episode 151.
We had gone through some other tough unemployment times, but this one was going on longer than we felt comfortable, for sure, and it was fast approaching the holidays. We had moved from a neighborhood where we had lived for 5 years and had good friends, and we were trying to transition into this new neighborhood and not really having those connections yet with our neighbors and our community. When all of a sudden, a friend and neighbor from the previous area we lived in showed up with a huge box of house goods and gifts and an envelope of money to help our family during this time of unemployment. The gifts given were a gift, but the bigger gift was feeling remembered and seen by this community we had just said goodbye to. And I remember feeling that year that in the past, we had been the family to organize coat drives and diaper drives and other things to give back to the community. But this was the year our family needed a community. And I was so grateful that we were able to receive, because sometimes it's easier to be the gatherer and the giver, not always the receiver. And I will always remember that Christmas because of the light that it brought into our family's lives, not just from the financial standpoint, but from the connection that we had with people that we had once lived with and around and now we're missing. And so I invite you to find a way in which you can connect maybe with someone from your past this holiday season.
Many thanks to Ganelin Condi and the Reverend Elizabeth McVicker for joining us again. Our Advent series was produced by James Sturtevant.